This is Talking Property on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
Hello, very good morning, everybody. Welcome to Talking Property. Thank you to Philippa Ma for the 9 o'clock news. She'll be back just ahead of Saturday morning at the football with the 10 o'clock news. Mathematical genius. There you go. How are you, Robbie?
I'm fabulous. Absolutely great. I've been in deep conversation with our special guest today. There's lots of information there.
The one and only Gavin Hegney has established a reputation over a number of years as one of Perth's top valuers, but he's now officially a property analyst. So nice to have you on the program. Gavin, thanks for agreeing to come in.
Thanks, Harvey, and thanks, Rob. It's great.
Yep. Great to be here, and you're only ever one forecast away from going. You're losing your reputation, so let's hope we sort of try and keep them on track.
But eventually it comes around, doesn't it? If you say it's going to boom, eventually it'll boom. Yeah. It's going to bust, eventually it'll bust.
Yeah, well, actually the interesting thing is, you know, 7 out of 10 years, roughly, it goes up in value, and 3 out of 10 goes down in value or goes sideways. So if you just keep saying it's going to go up, you're going to be right 70% of the time, but that's not good enough. We aim for 100% hit rate when we can.
At the moment, it feels like that's flipped the other way.
It has flipped the other way, and certainly, you know, we all hear it's a buyer's market and prices have come back and there's some opportunities in there, but it's never really one market, is it? There's always a few things going on within there, and sometimes when the market is not looking good, you can miss those opportunities in there that you should be looking at because everyone's scared, and that's a really interesting time in the market.
Look, I'm always fascinated talking to you, Gavin, because the way that you analyse the market in an intelligent way, and you see this from East Coast commentators, and they'll come in and they'll say, population growth in Western Australia is up, prices are going to boom. But it's one of maybe 50 to 100 factors that affect the market.
Yeah, thanks for the kind words there too, Rob. But I just look at the East Seaboard, you know, the Sydney and Melbourne market at the moment. There's stories around about the apartment markets there, etc. Yet everyone's confident there. Everyone's made a lot of money in those markets. And look at the rich list that came out this week. You know, Gina Reinhardt off the top of the list, mining down. And property people all up. And, you know, number one is Harry Triguboff. So that tells you something. But at the same time, people are more scared about buying in the Perth market today and more confident about buying in the Sydney and Melbourne. I think you should be the other way around.
But that's the thing with buyers, isn't it? We like to buy on confidence. Yeah. So we buy when the market's going up, when really we should be analysing and going, now, wait a minute. Now, nobody can pick it exactly when the market's at its bottom, but that is the time to have the gumption to do it.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to hear, you know, how people are feeling today about the market, because it really is a very emotive market at the moment, of people feeling confident. Are people wanting to do things, but they actually fear's holding them back and they're not quite...
That's what we're getting as agents in the marketplace. You'll get the buyer say, oh, I really want to buy this property, but I'm a bit unsure where the market's going. And I always say, look, buying real estate's opportunistic, isn't it? I mean, look, maybe the market might go down a little bit more, maybe it flattens out, maybe it goes up. I mean, that's the future. But, you know, is this particular property at this value that suits you so well going to come up again?
Yeah, and I'd love to hear from people today on that emotional side.
Well, that number is 922-11882, and you may, at the end of the day, finish up with $100 cash thanks to Summit Projects. You can learn more about them. They're a division, obviously, of Summit Homes, summitprojects.com.au. You can send us a text if you want to, 19999677, or you can send us an email to harvey@6pr.com.au. So get in nice and early with your questions to Gavin and or Rob. Now, during the course of the week, I had a very interesting conversation with a real estate agent down in the Bicton area who wishes to remain anonymous. And we got around to talking property, and he was interested to learn that you, Gavin, were going to be on the program this morning. And he said, right. He said, about a year ago, he said, Gavin issued a very bold prediction.
This is the problem with making predictions.
Yeah. We're in a 10-year cycle, so it's one down, nine to go. Ask him, is he still sticking to that prediction?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because markets tend to go. Well, I could give you a politician's answer or a short answer to that. Which one do you want? The true answer is, the market cycle is moving a little bit slower than normal. Normally what we see is a boom, then a bust, a long, slow, spectacular growth, and that whole period happens over 10 years, has been for the last, you know, 3 or 4 decades. This time we had a, you know, boom that was probably 06 in the land market, 07 in the general property market, 08 in the top end of the market.
Yes.
And then we already turned off pre-GFC, and then the GFC hit. down we came. Then all of a sudden, Australia rode through pretty well. Kevin Rudd came out, splashed around
with a whole lot of cash around, wasn't there? Yeah. And that $21,000 extra for first home buyers, the market kicked back straight away.
And that pushed all that demand into new supply, not into increasing prices, which is what it's a very interesting point, you know, around the market. Is a lot of our demand, when the $10,000 free money went into new and zero to the established market, all the new demand, which is investors and homeowner and first homeowners, went into increasing the supply in the market, but not increasing prices. So hence we're building 30 or 32,000 dwellings a year when we should be building 15. Watch that space in the next 12 months, because that's really the
key. That's how it plays out. And it's always a double whammy, isn't it? You have population drop on the demand side, demand falls off, and then you have this massive supply coming through, and of course that accentuates the market.
Yeah, but the signs are there. We're finishing more houses than we're commencing. All those sort of signs.
Starting to turn around.
Yeah, and the rental market, see, it's now letting a lot quicker, even though rents are right down. And what will fix that? Everyone's saying, oh, well, population growth is down and, you know, the rental market will be down for a while. What will fix it is price. And those people that are sharing houses of four people together becomes three.
Because they had to do a lot of that when in the it wasn't that long ago, it was only 2012 when we had this massive undersupply, or massive over-demand, probably, more to the point. Yep. And, yeah, people had to share, didn't they? So now they can come out of that and that creates demand.
Yeah, so just read the signs. Mm. The investors are absent in the market because they're unsure about negative gearing and rents and all the rest.
They're a pretty rare species now, aren't they, investor?
But also, the four people households become three, and the three people households become two. Now, if you look at that, there's a net demand there for 15,000 rental dwellings. At the moment, there's 10,000 vacant. So if that shift occurs, that'll fix the rental market. Just because of price, because they can afford it.
Righto, John. Thank you, John, for sending a text. What's the market like to sell a 4x2 house plus good size loft in the Mandurah area, built 2001, 700 square metre block a few streets back from the beach in the Silver Sands area?
Poor Mandurah. Mandurah has had a hard run, hasn't it? It had two way too big a run in the boom and it's had fits and fats starts, hasn't it, where it's managed to sort of come back a bit, but it's still a pretty tough market down there, I think.
You know, I was speaking to a guy yesterday, actually, interesting, an old fibro house on a duplex block, one property back from the beach, panoramic views.
I bet you thought the price was so cheap.
That would have been a 9 in front of it, you know, sort of boom.
Yep.
Now looking at 500. And I just think $500,000 is a really, really good buy for a property like that. It's a very, very...
There's a lot of really good real estate with exceptionally close or ocean views that are extremely affordable. Yeah, the Mandurah market's been hit very, 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 very hard. Look, I think it's still a tough market, but like anything, there's nothing that right price might fix.
That's it. Yep, price. It's all about price.
Hopefully the gentleman bought the property some time ago, has got some equity in it, and if that's the case, meets the market, it'll certainly sell. But it's, my favourite word at the moment for sellers in the market is it's a bit underwhelming.
Underwhelming, and you've got to stick with it. But you would have seen this over the years, Rob, when you're selling properties. All I'd say to John is try and make it look so good that you actually want to buy it yourself. Make it look so good that you think, why am I selling this? If you can get it to that point, then you're maximising your appeal to the market, and you're probably going to entice any buyers that are there if you've got the right price, backed off from what your competition is and what's actually been selling. And if you're in that space, and I think, you know, vendors are getting very realistic on their price in different areas, you'll sell it. There are buyers around. As long as the price is right.
There's lots of buyers around. Mm. They just want value and they're just not prepared to pay what the market was paying in 2013. Yeah. But that is the flip side to it. You know, we talk about being a slow market and so on. There's always two sides of the coin, isn't it? From a buyer's perspective, they've got choice and they've got great value in the market at the moment.
Beautiful. 922-118-82. We have a completely clear board. So if you'd like to talk to Rob or Gavin, now is a perfect opportunity, and you might finish up with $100 cash from summitprojects.com.au.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Start your day the right way with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
If you could have good health regardless, which would you take? Good looks, super good looking, like movie star, or super wealth, like BRW, Rich List, Top 10?
I'm going with wealth. I've been used to being an ugly man all my life, so big money might make me more attractive.
Kind of lucky I've got a bit of both, but to be honest, I'll take the money for sure. My wife watches a few of these reality shows, and I've seen a couple of them. And these blokes instantly transform as soon as I've got some cash, so I think you become good looking.
I'm going to break it. I want to take the look. I wasn't born with them.
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Weekdays from 5 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
During the BMW End of Financial Year Sales Festival, the recommended drive-away price on your perfect BMW is reduced by an amount equal to the GST. Offer available for a limited time at your preferred Perth BMW dealer. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes BMW M models and X1.
When I grow up, I want to be a Parkland Mazda.
Calling all weekend drivers, Parkland Mazda wants you to swing by and lock down an outstanding end of financial year deal. We have huge offers on new Mazda 2, Mazda 3, Mazda 6, CX-5 and VT50. Get lower drive-away prices, free added extras as standard, and massive end of financial year bonuses across the range. Get in early to lock down your first choice of colour and model at Perth's favourite Mazda dealer, Parkland Mazda. Open till 1pm Saturdays. DL12942.
Don't just pay your insurance premiums blindly. Take a couple of minutes to check if you're paying too much by comparing them to great deals for over 50s at the 50upclub.com.au. The club currently has three exceptional offers closing this month on car insurance, home and contents insurance, and pet insurance. That's three special offers from Woolworths Insurance, all ending May 31. It's very easy to receive a renewal notice and just pay it, but don't. Go to 50upclub.com.au now and see how much you can save. 50 Up Club is free to join and there's no obligation, so what are you waiting for? Log on now, 50upclub.com.au. That's 50upclub.com.au.
I'm thinking of getting that hearing checkup.
Well, you know you need to go to Lions, right?
Why's that?
Because Lions Hearing Clinics are not-for-profit and the staff are fully qualified and everyone who works there is completely commission-free.
Oh.
That's important because it means they put your needs first and only recommend solutions that are best for you.
Glad you're on the ball.
To book your checkup at your local Lions Hearing Clinic, call 1-800-0-LIONS.
Harvey Norman Home Appliances, 5 big days of big deals on now. Deals on these big brands: Electrolux, AEG, Westinghouse, Kelvinator, Dishlakes and Chef. Across these categories: washers, dryers, dishwashers, fridges, cooking appliances, air conditioning, floor care and small appliances. There's never been a better time to negotiate your big deal on these big brands. Big deals available in-store and online, but hurry. 5 big days of big deals must end Monday at Harvey Norman.
This Sunday, in the all-new Escape, ditch the Aussie winter and get your thongs back on. Discover the don't-miss destinations where it's still so hot right now. Read it all, only in the Sunday Times.
Spine-tingling, spooky and a little bit scary. Kids can't wait to see Goosebumps, which is now available on DVD at Kmart. And it's yours for an irresistible $16 until the 6th of June. It'll send shivers up your spine. Kmart, we make low prices irresistible.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
It certainly is, and we'd like to talk to you. We have every single line free at the moment, so take advantage of it. We know what that means. At about 5 to 10 to 10, the phones will go crazy. We won't be able to take all the calls, so please get in nice and early. You might finish up with $100 cash from Summit Projects, division of Summit Homes, of course. Hey, guys, here's an easy one for you from Glenn. Real easy one.
Oh, we like easy ones.
Yeah, Auburn Grove versus Secret Harbour.
Okay, well, six of one, half a dozen the other. What do you reckon, Gav?
Well, you know, the interesting
depends
thing,
where you work, I suppose, doesn't it?
It does, but interesting thing about Auburn Grove, they're getting a train station. And yeah, one thing we've learned is when you put a train station in, that is lift. So I like Auburn Grove from a train station accessibility to the city point of view.
But you like the surfing at Secret Harbour.
I like the lift. That's it. So the heart wants Secret Harbour, but the head wants Auburn Grove.
Yeah, and I guess it budget-wise, probably not too different, really, price-wise.
No.
Pretty similar, hence the reason probably weighing up the two. Look, I suppose it depends on your lifestyle. Mm. Yeah, do you want to be close to the beach? And where do you work as well? How much travel do you want to do?
Do you play golf?
Absolutely.
Do you play golf? Yeah, exactly. If you play golf, it's a pretty easy decision, isn't it?
Or do you want to take up surfing? If you want to take up surfing, Secret Harbour is a good spot.
Golfing's less stressful. No, maybe not, but at least there's I was going to say there's no sharks on the golf course. That's ridiculous. Yes, there are, and most of them have got my money over a period of time.
Well, there was actually. Remember when they had the floods in Queensland a couple of years ago? There was a golf course, and the sharks literally came in, and there was a huge water trap. and they had the shark in it, and they started feeding it, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then they had to have the warning signs up because if your ball went in there, don't go in there. There was a there's a bull shark in there. It was going to eat you.
Yeah, so maybe
I'm not sure what happened to that, but it was quite a attraction for the golfers.
So Greg Norman ahead of his time then.
Yes.
Great white shark.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have done it.
Daniel joins us. G'day, Daniel. You there, Daniel?
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Look, I was just seeing what the average day is on the market at the moment in Perth, and in particular in...
Well, mate, can you move
on underwater?
Yeah, you sound like you're in one of those crocodile-infested swamps, mate. Can you move around a little bit?
How's that, guys?
Oh, yeah,
that's better. Yeah. You're asking days on market at the moment?
Yeah, and in particular in Dyna.
Look, I'm not exactly sure, Donna, but I know the REWA figures just came out for the March quarter, and it was showing 67 days, I think, days on market, and was 58 this time last year, which is just a general indication of the market. Obviously, things have slowed up a little bit. Dianella, well, actually, I do a few auctions for Mark and Deborah Passmore out there, and they've been kicking goals and doing quite well, actually, in getting properties sold through the area there. So it's turning over, but of course, like anything, isn't it, Gav? It's where the buyers see the value.
Yeah, having it right and doing those home opens and taking the whole family out or going out for a lunch or something while the home's open for inspection and showcasing it and keeping it clean. And so if those days on market, you might be up for, four, five, six home opens there.
Or, it could be a week on market priced really sharply well.
That's it. And, the interesting thing, isn't it, because you would have seen this many times, Rob, when a property's been on the market longer than average days on market, a lot longer, it goes stale and people start to get really concerned, ends up selling for below what it should have sold for because everyone gets scared, and particularly in the market lacking confidence, people get really scared. They think something's wrong with it. They don't know what's wrong with it, but there must be something wrong with it because it hasn't sold.
As we say, you can overprice your property, but don't do it in the first 2 weeks. So, if you get it right, it will definitely sell. As we were discussing a little bit earlier, Kevin and I, the buyers are out in the market. The market, just because the things have slowed up a bit, doesn't mean everybody boycotts the market and says, let's wait until it starts booming again. Mm. People want to buy, but they're not buying at the levels they were before. So it's a really important discussion with your agent that you get the price right, and I can absolutely guarantee if you get that price right, you will sell your property and you'll sell it relatively quickly. The buyers are out there.
Yeah, and, of course, it's always about the changeover, isn't it? Mm. So Daniel's obviously selling something to go somewhere else, and you think, if I get that for mine, I'll look at this sort of price for another one. And interest rates being very low, every sort of $100,000 has cost
So are you finding that there's been, Rob, a bit of a spike due to the current economic conditions, a spike on properties that are being offered or people are putting an offer subject to finance and subject to the sale of their own homes?
Definitely, you find as the market slows, you get more subject sales, of course, because in a very buoyant market, the sellers can dictate, no, I'm just taking cash or strong finance offers. Mm. But it's a point that Gav just brought up there with the trade up and trade down market. Now, I'd be interested to see your comments on that, because what we're finding in the marketplace, it's a fantastic market to trade up because that differential has narrowed, but a difficult market for retirees or people who are looking at trading down because they're not quite getting as much for their high-priced properties, and there's a bit broader demand for more affordable lower-priced properties.
Yeah, well, the trade-down market is looking to free up more capital for lifestyle and for superannuation and things like that. But the trade-up market, it is... have a look at how much... If you go from 800 to a mil, for argument's sake... Mm. Have a look at how much extra value you get for money, and you get a lot more than $200,000 worth of extra value. So that 1 to 1.5 mil sort of market, I think, is fairly active. If you can find good value in and around that sort of 1, 1.2, that's a really...
There's a lot of buyers in that, wanting to trade up. And, we're getting that out in the marketplace. They're going, for example, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I can actually just stretch to get into Floreat now, where I couldn't before because the price was a bit too high. Mm. So there's winners and losers in every market, but there's, like you mentioned before, there's opportunities out there. You just got to be able to see them.
Now, a question for Gavin on the text from Casey. With all the discussion on the current market, where do semi-rural, in particular equine properties, stand, more specifically the Peel region? Oh. And that was Rob, by the way.
What can I say after that?
It's very hard act to follow, isn't it?
Yeah, look, there is some... I went down to a property down in Casuarina the other week, and just straight down the freeway, just turned left, 5 minutes, I'm on a beautiful property in amongst the bush, can hear all the birds singing and everything else, which is really a suburban area, but it's a five acre block.
There's quite a few spots like that around Perth, isn't there?
Wow, yeah, really impressive. And so there's some really good opportunities through that corridor south,
Wandy and areas like that.
Yeah,
are really quite, with the freeway, very easy access into the city.
Yeah, and so, you know, I do like those sort of areas. If you want to go sort of broader afield, there is obviously plans out where areas are going to be rezoned and suitable.
Well, that's it. You can never pick the rezoning potential, can you, really?
There's the documents out, Directions 2031, and through the Ministry of Planning, showing what areas are going to become future urban in many years to come. Have a look at that as well, because it could
what
be...
What do you think about Ascot? Now, there's that pocket in Ascot, which is exceptionally good value.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about horses and so on, there's that area in there. And I was amazed. I did an auction through there a few weeks back, and I was like, I just couldn't believe the value for money.
Yeah, Ascot's always been one of
single residential.
Yep.
You couldn't really develop it, but huge blocks, and you're right on the city doorstep.
Yeah, it's always been in the radar screen, that Ascot area. As is, you know, look at where the new train station is going to pop up in Forestfield and all that sort of special residential sort of area through there and light industrial area. I saw a block out there sort of sell recently for what I thought was a bargain price, but it's going to be on the doorstep of the train station. So that's a sort of great lifestyle, but you're not going to have it for too long, but you're going to get a real lift in values on the way through. So, you know, it depends whether you're just buying lifestyle, want to park myself there forever and don't want any urban development to come up anywhere near me. In that case, you need to look at those urban plans and make sure it's away from you. But if you want to make money, you want to probably locate where that urban front is coming to you.
But lifestyle properties, I mean, this was the boom of 06, 07, was essentially a lifestyle property boom.
Yeah.
They have really corrected and exceptionally good value now, 10 years down the track.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of railway stations, we would like one at Ellenbrook. Thank you very much indeed, Government and Opposition, if you're thinking about
it. It'll be wheeled out again, the policy.
It's made me angrier listening to you, Gavin, by saying how, and you're quite right, how property values improve so much if there is a railway station going in there. So get to it, boys.
It's a real shame, isn't it? Because when you look at the growth through Ellenbrook and Averley and so on, and Averley and, you know, the growth through there, there's a lot of homes through there that really does need public transport infrastructure.
Yeah, if anyone have a chance to drive out and have a look at Ellenbrook as a sort of a town centre, is everything there. It's actually amazing when you get out there and have a close look around. So,
well, you should have a look at the development, rather creatively named The Shops. No, it's called The Shops at Ellenbrook. That's the name of the shopping centre.
You know, you wouldn't want to misrepresent what it was.
The Shops. There's a whole new development next to The Shops, which is part of The Shops. And it looks to me to be...
Petrol station.
Yeah, it's near The Petrol station. No, the other side, actually. And that seems to be an equivalent amount of land that's being developed there. So you're right. It's becoming a real mega complex, that shopping centre, or will be a mega complex, that shopping centre out there. What population growth there is, there's a lot of it focusing on that particular area, no doubt.
And the brand, I really like the brand of the Swan Valley. Have a look, if you haven't been out in the Swan Valley for a while, have a look around what's on offer out there, because that has gone from being a sort of a, what I was maybe years ago, a sort of a under-forgotten, sort of almost a second-rate type area. Now it's actually a really fashionable area that's offering a lot of services, interesting things. There's the restaurants, there's the wineries, there's all sorts of things going out there on the doorstep of Ellenbrook.
And also on the doorstep of Bennett Springs. Hello, Luigi.
Sound that way? Yes.
Yes, good morning, guys. Just wanted to know what opinion you know, regarding the Bennett Springs area.
Well, we're just talking about the sort of the Swan Valley, close to Swan Valley, good access and egress there with Reed Highway and so on, and close to large employment areas, isn't it? You know, when you look at Malaga and through...
Let's say that I've got about 32,000 square metres with a four-bedroom, two-bathroom home on it, on two separate titles.
And your zoning?
The zoning was... urban deferred since 94, but we've got suburbs that are next door to us, and on the other side of the road, they're just going to be the new suburbs again.
Yes, there's a lot of redevelopment through there.
Yeah, and you know the new bus route that's going to go through from Ellenbrook?
Yeah.
When it goes through,
Yes.
They're
going to paint it to make it look like a train.
That's right.
that's going actually through part of the property.
Yep.
And so on, and so I'm just thinking, you know, you keep saying always when there's a train station or whatever, the values go up.
Yeah.
I'm getting the actual train, you know, the bus routes and things on the property.
Yeah. Yes, so obviously there's compensation issues if they're going to put it straight through your property, etc. But you make sure you're talking to your neighbours there, Luigi, and all on side, because sometimes, you know, if you band together a few of you on those sort of larger sites, you actually get a site that's actually worth developing and you actually really increase the value because the developer says, well, that's big enough to actually get my attention. So
Yeah, but they won't do that because, like I said, mine's encumbered by this MRE.
Yeah.
And all the other sub neighbours that have sold out, they've sold out for ridiculous prices.
Yeah.
Especially there's a certain thing in the area that's holding the development to go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Luigi, when you say ridiculous prices, do you mean very high prices or
no,
sold out too low?
Mm. Well, you can't buy. You can virtually just buy a suburban block.
Mm.
You know, when you're looking at 32,000 square metres. Next to the Swan Valley, the Whiteman Park, you got Midland Road.
It's a lot of land.
It's a lot of land. And like I said, the restriction of a certain person in the area that is not allowing for the zoning to be urban, and no one's touching it.
And your local shire, they're not looking at an overall development plan for the area?
Well, they are, but I mean, you know, it's been going on for years.
City of Swan. Years,
And we're not getting anywhere. I'm paying land tax, I'm paying rates, and I'm telling you, it's just ridiculous that the values are just the way they are.
Mm. Well, certainly a lot of potential through the area there, and it's like any property, isn't it, Gaff? You've got to be able to release that potential to be able to get the value for it.
Yeah, the only thing I'd do is there's some specialist valuers who specialise in compensation and acquisition, etc. I'd probably be making sure I've got good advice in that respect and understanding exactly what my rights were and what the opportunities are within there as well. So,
sure.
Yep.
Okay, guys.
Good on you. Thanks very much indeed, Luigi. Matt of Balcatta, you will be next.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Bally's Fitbit Friday is coming to 6PR.
Junk food used to be just an occasional treat, but these days we're eating more and more often the kinds of foods that are just not good for you. Thanks to Live Lighter, I'm looking for inspiration for healthy and tasty lunch options. Your suggestions put you in the running to win one of three Fitbit chargers.
Go to the win page at 6pr.com.au, sign up for the Live Lighter newsletter and get entry details.
From Monday, I'll share some of the best suggestions.
Afternoons with Peter Bell on 6PR.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss 40% off all blinds, curtains, shade sails, awnings and accessories. Yes, 40% off. Indoor and outdoor, all styles and colours. At 40% off, we've got every window and outdoor area covered. Timber Venetians, Roman blinds, roll-up and Venetian blinds. Plus our huge range of awnings, curtains, shade sails and accessories. All priced to clear at 40% off. Be quick, 40% off blinds, curtains, shade sails and awnings ends Wednesday the 1st of June. Only at Masters.
If you have difficulty hearing in noisy places, if you like to have the radio or TV turned up loud, you may have a hearing problem. Right now, Audio Clinic is offering free hearing checks. If you're 26 or over, call now to arrange a free hearing check. It's valued at $75. If you're a pensioner or veteran, you may even be eligible for a free hearing aid. Phone Audio Clinic now to arrange a free hearing check. 1-800 489 819. 1-800 489 819.
That is the sound of fresh. The fresh that Tony Owl Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market has been selling for over 50 years. The kind of fresh you can see, hear and taste, with fruit and veg supplied direct from local farms, along with a great range of dairy, bread, cold meats and cheese. Open 7 days at 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot. Tony Owl Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market. For all your fresh food needs.
What do we want?
Your late model car.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Your late model ute.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Your late model
4x4. When do we want it?
Now. At wewantyourwheels.com.au, we want, well, anything with four wheels. We'll buy it on the spot and even pay out your finance. We'll buy any make, any model, any value.
What do we want?
The web address? It's wewantyourwheels.com.au.
Love your new home. Where's Neil?
Neil who?
Somebody said they saw Neil Perry from Rockpool in the kitchen.
What?
Exclusive to every InVogue two-story home, we're now including Neil Perry Italian-made stainless steel kitchen appliances, including ovens with commercial power and precision temperature control. Enjoy a professional cooking experience in your home. Choose from hundreds of designs starting from around $228,000 at in-vogue.com.au. Two-story living, your way.
You've booked a date at an exclusive day spa, relaxing in a luxurious stone bath. Water gently flowing from stylish European tapware. Candles flicker on the marble vanity as you drift.
You nearly done in there, honey?
With a complete design, supply and renovation service, you can create your own private sanctuary with Lavare, the luxury bathroom specialists. Book a free consultation at Lavare's Claremont showroom or discover more at lavare.com.au.
Selling or renting? Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
A little quiet on the phones today, we have to be honest. Matt of Balcatta's call through, though, but we'd encourage you to get in the queue behind Matt very quickly. G'day, Matt.
G'day, fellas. Just a general query. I'm really sort of eager to get into the property market.
Good on you.
I'm on a very modest income. Well, in saying that, it's about $65,000 a year.
Yeah.
You hear about all these, you know, loans and that where you can get into a house for the same as you're paying in rent. Is that really something that's attainable for the average Joe? Or I was looking at the Keystart
scheme. Yes, I was going to mention that. The shared equity would be something you might want to think about.
Yeah, yeah. Is it something that sort of is attainable normally? I mean, I've sort of just gone and got a second job to save for a bit of a deposit, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm paying $400 a week as it is in rent.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know what my repayments would be on, you know, a $350,000 property.
Yeah. Well, easy enough. Just go onto one of the websites, one of the bank's websites or a broker's website. There's a number of there that just go on and calculate how much I can borrow, put in your circumstances, and it spits out numbers, and you can make decisions from there. So that's something you can do sort of in the privacy of your own home. Or you can go and speak to an independent broker or indeed your bank, and they can assist you with what you can actually afford. So that's probably a good starting point, is to understand your finances, and it sounds like you're already heading down that track with understanding what you're paying in rent, etc. And then from there, you can start to look at the choices, because you've got a certain amount of money in your pocket, and you go shopping and see where you get value for money. And the good thing about this market is that you do get some really good value for money, and there are quite a few choices, and you've got plenty of time to make that decision. So, you know, the house and land market's really interesting at the moment. You know, the established market probably selling below replacement cost in some areas, so there's some opportunities in that space. There's certainly a lot of new apartments around, and some of those apartments are sort of sold, mostly sold, being developed, and sometimes there's a couple unsold that you probably get a bargain in that space as well.
I've got a 50-kilo Rottweiler that wouldn't like the apartment.
There you go. Well, there's your negotiating tool. So... there are some really good options around, Matt. And, you know, the Balcatta area, I think you mentioned that's where you're from.
Yeah, that's where I'm renting, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, if you like the Balcatta area, it's a really well-positioned area. You know, you look at what's all around and how close it is to the city, et cetera. So if there's anything you'd find in there, you know, duplex halves or, you know, one villa amongst something like that.
I was actually looking at heading up towards Yanchep Two Rocks area sort of thing. I want to get sort of a bit further out, so...
Yep.
Yeah, so the Keystart thing is worth looking at for those?
I think so for sure. I mean, that's the opportunity where the government provides equity. They might provide up to 30% equity they retain in the property, so you're effectively having to pay for 70% of the property. So it just gives you that leg up to be able to get in, and then you can buy the government out, which is what they want. They want you to be able to, as time passes, you pay the loan down a bit and you get a new job and so on, you can buy the government out. So it's a great way to get in, and if you get onto their website and have a look at what properties are available, then you know, there's some opportunities out there. To give you a rough guide, if you're looking at borrowing around $300,000 at, say, an interest rate of 4.5, you might do better than that actually, but you know, around that over 25 years, it's a bit over $400 a week. It's about $1,670 a month. So, of course, you've got your other costs as well. You need to take into account rates and taxes and so on. And hopefully you've got a bit of a deposit, so you might be able to borrow a little bit less. You probably need to pay mortgage insurance, but that can be capitalised on the loan. I think the first thing, as Gav mentioned as well, is to make sure your finances are in order. Go and see a good finance broker or Keystart or the bank that you're dealing with, and get qualified and find out where you're comfortable with how much you can borrow. And then you start to shop around and see what's within your budget.
up until then, just keep saving.
That's it, mate. Good on you, Matt.
That's it.
Well done,
exactly.
Mate.
Yeah.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Well done, Matt.
Con is next from Balladura. G'day, Con.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, I'm just wondering about the Busselton property market. Just bought a property down at Peppermint Park.
Yep.
And I just want to get your thoughts on what you reckon might do down there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was driving through Busselton the other day and having a look at, you know, the new hospital. Drove down the main street looking really good. Drove down to the foreshore. Foreshore looking fantastic. And, you know, in the back of your mind, you've also got that airport becoming an international airport at some stage. So my feeling was all the infrastructure's in place down there for the town to go to the next level. So I was really, really confident the town was really well placed. Having said that, I know there's a bit of fly in, fly out of Busselton that will affect the market, etc. But, you know, I kind of look at the infrastructure, and I think prices are sort of supported by the infrastructure, maybe the next level there. So I had quite a bit of confidence in the Busselton market, actually.
Medium long-term, for sure, I would have thought, absolutely, because it still is a strong place for people to think about retiring or moving to, having still the tree change, so to speak, but going to the southwest, but still having good access to the city, particularly with the highway through there now.
Yeah, especially when the price is...
You just need a Bunbury bypass now.
If the price is down there, especially when the prices are sort of below the Perth, so, you know, Perth can take the money off the table at, I don't know, $7.50 and replace the same thing in Busselton for $5 or $5.50.
Yeah.
Healthy transition.
It is, because then you're getting your money in for your retirement to live off, and you're still keeping your quality of lifestyle and maybe even improving it, actually, moving out of the big smoke down into the beautiful area down there.
Yeah, the quality of lifestyle is
a good thing. Yeah, good on you, Con. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, mate.
See ya. Let's go to Andy of Bedford. G'day, Andy. Andy, are you there? Hello, Andy. Oh, that one. Hello, Andy, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, mate, yeah, far away.
Okay. I want to sell a house which is worth nothing, but the land is...
It's got to have some value in it.
Well, that's a good marketing ploy, isn't it? You get the house for free. You only get to pay for the land.
Yeah.
Anyway, the land is actually... The house is between Wilshpool Road, Leith Highway and Albany Highway in that little area. Right on Leith Highway. It's only zoned for two dwellings.
Yep, so duplex. What's the block size, Andy?
About 1,000.
Okay, so probably R20 zoning. Yep, yep.
So how much you think I can get for that one?
We don't do appraisals over the phone on radio, but...
Roughly, from your experience, two dwellings.
Yeah, have you seen what's on the market around there, the similar, or what's been sold recently at all, Andy? You got
a house behind me, which is set on half size of my block.
Yeah, yep.
It's been sold by 500,000. It's a very good house.
So then you've got probably, if you work back from that, you'd say, well, if it's a very good house, you've got $250,000 in the value of the house.
Yeah.
And then you probably find per unit site, it's maybe $150,000 per unit site, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. How close to one of those main roads is it? In other words, traffic noise and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is right at the edge of Leith Highway. So between Leith Highway and the house is only a little road.
Yeah. Best thing you do is go onto like Ariba.com. Have a look at, you know, the area, have a look at what's for sale, and you can just do a search in accordance with price levels, and you can just position yours in within those price levels, and you get a very quick snapshot of where you think your value sits. I wouldn't be acting at all. I could give you a number over the phone here.
Get the dartboard here. I'm just going to throw a dart. Yeah, it's come between 300 and 400.
And Andy, you should not on any way, shape or form act on that number because that could completely mislead you. So, you know, I just think that just do that search for yourself on Reba.com and have a look, and then you get a price range.
Get some local Reba agents in. They'd be happy to give you an updated market assessment.
Yeah, and they'll give you some good advice too. So that'd be the way I'd go. And that doesn't cost you anything. The whole lot of that doesn't cost you anything.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much indeed, Andy. Now, we've got a whole heap of texts and emails. Martin from Balladura. What's the outlook for Balladura, and would they ever develop Kalakabadi as a land development?
I doubt it. I doubt it. It's quite an interesting area up through there, isn't it? I know there's a telecommunications station there, Aboriginal community living there. It's quite a lot of land. I think there's a lot of other greenfield land around that, that would be developed before it.
Yeah, interesting, though. I think it's about, was it 30 or 40 hectares?
It's a big parcel of land, isn't it? So it's a big undertaking to...
And, you know, usually if it was residential, I mean, residential is normally selling around about $1 million a hectare. Interesting. You know, so...
Someone with deep pockets.
I haven't heard anything about redeveloping.
And the ownership too. I gather it's state government ownership, the land through there. I'm not sure.
Not sure. No, okay.
But we didn't answer the question about Ballajura.
Oh, yeah, Ballajura.
Yeah, what do you reckon, Gav?
Well, there's various pockets to Ballajura. Mm. The interesting thing about Ballajura is you're getting a lot of value tied up in your land rather than the buildings because of the age of the estates, etc.
Yeah, starting to.
And so it's sort of in that sort of life cycle where you want to own it. So, you know, you want to own property when it goes from that sort of 30-year-old bracket to a 50-year-old bracket because you're holding mostly land value, and land tends to appreciate over time. Buildings tend to depreciate generally. So it's sort of the time in its cycle to be owning it. And on top of that, you know, Ballajura it was actually an estate ahead of its time. So it actually was sort of...
Early 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah,
mostly.
Yeah, the first part. Yeah.
First part.
And and you look at all the stuff that's happened around Malaga and all the rest, place of work, etc. And that sort of probably have a rub-off like Osmond Park and Balcatta had to the surrounding suburbs as well, to the Innaloos and all the rest. So I like it from those points of view, the structural point of view, but I'm not talking one-year term. I'm sort of talking a 10 to 15-year time frame there.
Because we'll start to see some redevelopment through there, won't we?
Yeah.
Because of the age of the homes.
Yep.
Right now, Martin, I'm trying to sell my house in Ellenbrook. It's now been 11 months since I've dropped the price three times.
Chasing the market down by the sounds of it.
And still no offers. It's a medium-sized 4x2 on a 713-square-metre block. Any suggestions? Well, we don't know the price, so it's hard to ascertain that. We don't know whether the agent is doing a great job. We don't know about the presentation of the house. They're the three components, aren't they?
Probably nothing that a price adjustment couldn't fix.
Well, he's already done it three times. Give him a break.
This is the problem, you see. If you start too high and the market's receding and you literally chase the market down, you're behind it.
I mean, is it really a position where someone should actually take the property off the market, let it, you know, sort of...
Give it a bit of a
reset. And then sort of relaunch it perhaps in the selling season sort of coming up in when the sun comes out or something.
August, September, at a price that's very commensurate with the market, and it'll sell. But probably just a pricing issue, unfortunately.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Which is hard because I know he's reduced it three times. But
maybe you
hasn't
met
the mark.
Maybe if you'd like to send us another text or an email and let us know, A, what it was on the market for initially and what you've dropped it to at this present point of time, we might get a slightly better feel for it. 9221882, and we're coming up to the end of the program in about 12 minutes. So if you want to get on board and have a chance to win the $100 from summitprojects.com.au, I would call right now.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness is all about helping you live well and stay well. One of the country's best-known medical practitioners, Dr. Sally Coburn, now features on the show and can help you. And every week, we now take your calls and answer your questions.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. The House of Wellness, now at the new time of 7 a.m. Sunday on 882 6PR.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss 40% off all blinds, curtains, shade sails, awnings and accessories. Yes, 40% off. Indoor and outdoor, all styles and colours. At 40% off, we've got every window and outdoor area covered. Timber Venetians, Roman blinds, roll-up and Venetian blinds, plus our huge range of awnings, curtains, shade sails and accessories. All priced to clear at 40% off. Be quick, 40% off blinds, curtains, shade sails and awnings ends Wednesday the 1st of June. Only at Masters.
Isn't it time you had a break? Of course it is. You need to clear your head, get away from it all. And the best way to do that is by taking a road trip. You don't have to go for long, a week or a weekend. The choice is yours. Hook up the caravan, dust off the camper trailer, maybe even buy a new tent. Pick up this weekend's Sunday Times to find out more about Kununurra and the East Kimberley and everything you need to know for your next caravan and camping adventure. Visit caravanwa.com.au. Let's go caravan and camping.
When I grow up,
I want to be a Parkland Mazda.
Calling all weekend drivers, Parkland Mazda wants you to swing by and lock down an outstanding end of financial year deal. We have huge offers on new Mazda 2, Mazda 3, Mazda 6, CX-5 and VT50. Get lower drive-away prices, free added extras as standard, and massive end of financial year bonuses across the range. Get in early to lock down your first choice of colour and model at Perth's favourite Mazda dealer, Parkland Mazda. Open till 1 p.m. Saturdays. DL12942.
Listen. You hear that?
Feel the beat ringing now.
It's the music you love. It's the knowledge you need. And now you can get it right where you want it most. With a digital radio feature on the new LG Stylus DAB+. The first ever smartphone with a built-in digital radio, giving you all your favorite stations with less battery drain, no streaming costs, and no data costs. Just your kind of music and your kind of people on your kind of station. The LG Stylus DAB Plus smartphone with digital radio. Free your music.
For a limited time, purchase a selected Mitsubishi Electric split system or ducted air conditioning model and receive a bonus FPOS cash card. With up to $400 cash back, this offer is available now until June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. To find out more about this great offer, contact your local Mitsubishi Electric diamond dealer today at mitsubishielectric.com.au. Mitsubishi Electric, our world is your world.
Experience a burlesque extravaganza with Cabaret de Paris, bringing the glamour of Paris to His Majesty's Theatre with showgirls, aerial artists, illusionists and more. Cabaret de Paris, June 24 and 25. Tickets through Ticketmaster.
Visit BW today. 600-watt Nutribullet Original, now $98, save $70. And 900-watt Nutribullet Pro, now $148, save $50 at Big W.
Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And after the 10 o'clock news, Saturday morning at the football with Carl Wangdon, Kim Hagdorn, and Peter Bell. G'day, Burry.
How are you, Huff?
Good, mate. Good, good, good. Very good game last night, wasn't it? Up at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Good standard game.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, Huff. I was actually.
Hang on, plug yourself in again.
I've got to plug myself in.
Yes, Sue never. Sue, you forgot to plug Carl back in again. There you go, mate.
There we go. I didn't see 1 minute of it last
didn't
night,
you?
So I'll be flying blind. But I was emceeing the Eagles auction last night, money for Eagles programs in community, which is what they do a great job of. So it was great to see so many people there last night, about 1,000 people there. But in the end, from what I have seen and a few of the video packages, there's a lot of complaints about the high tackle. The technique is something that Peter and I have practiced.
Lindsay Thomas got under a couple.
Just, all you do is you lift your elbow. Ooh. So if what happens is people come over the top of your arms because they're trying to hold the ball in. So you can.
It's very visual, Carl. Go on.
Yeah. So they bring
back
their arms
a little bit
over the top,
elbow,
so that you can try and hold the player's arms in so he can't dispose of the ball. But you're much more powerful by lifting your elbow up. So when your arm comes over the top, you lift it up and it goes around your head.
Mm.
That's effectively what players are doing. Joel Selwood started it. Other players have caught on. Umpires are paying the free kicks. So therefore, now everyone's going to start complaining about it, and we'll see whether there's a shift and a change. But that'll be something that I'm sure that we'll discuss hotly this morning. We'll discuss all the other games. I'll let you get back to talking property.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much indeed, Matt of East Perth. G'day, Matt.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, I've just got a quick question. I'm thinking about buying an investment property with a view to move into it, maybe over the next sort of 3 or 4 years. Ideally something like a heritage or federation style, maybe North Perth or West Leederville. But just wanted to gauge your opinion on rental yields on a, like a federation style home. Are they a little bit harder to let or are they pretty good?
Oh, look, a good inner city location, provided it's not obviously run down, it's got good security, it's got the facilities. Yes, you'll certainly let the property. Certainly rentals have come back quite a bit. Where they were 700 a week, they're probably 600, 550. Where they were 600, they're now 500. But the good thing about residential properties, if you get the price right for your rental, you'll be able to rent it, and particularly in those inner city locations, if people want to be close to work.
Mm. And I really like your areas, man. I really like West Leederville. I think it's a really go-ahead area. Have a look at all the cafes opening up there and the... Mm. New lifestyle. A lot North Perth area that sort of kind of missed the boom, and it never really got too carried away, and it's just been a steady sort of area. And you know, if you swing it around almost into East Perth as well, and parts of East Perth, you know, I also like the story or the dream of being able to walk across the bridge over to the footy and wander back again and all the activation of the cafes.
There you go. Good on you, Matt. There's good advice. And we've got time for just one more call. Unfortunately, as we predicted, they're all coming in at rate of knots now. Daniel of Guildford, you're the lucky last.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
We signed up to build a house, and when we did it, we were told it would take about 9 months for construction. We're now just about at a year, and it's looking like there's still 4 or 5 months to go. I know the HIA contract gives the builder a lot of time, a lot more time, but do we have any recourse because we were, you know, the representation was made in writing as well that it should be completed in about 9 months? And the building company is also admitted that the delay was basically due to a bad supervisor, which they've now sacked.
I was going to ask you what the reason is, because it's a little unusual at the moment, isn't it, Gab? Because the building industry was very tired and taking extra time, going back, say, 12 months, but it's freed up a bit. Single-story home, by the sounds of it, Daniel? Should have only taken on...
It's a double-story home.
Maybe they... 9 months is fairly tight time frame for a double-story home. Your builder would be saying probably 12 months, depending on the size of the home and so on. So they might have been a little bit ambitious in saying 9 months.
Maybe elevate your talks to someone senior in the building company and maybe, you know, start putting it in writing. Lawyers aren't a solution, though, I don't think.
No, they cost too much. Good on you, Daniel. Thank you very much indeed. Gavin, if people would like to learn a bit more about you and the services you provide, how do they get in touch with you?
Ring me.
Yeah. What's your number?
I've resigned from the business these days, the valuation business, and left that, and just in a holding pattern at the moment while I look out the next step in the career. So I'm alive and well in the analytical space. And still doing the media commentary as well. Fantastic. And doing a lot of writing. So,
all right, mate. Well, we'll have you back in very soon. Rob, you got anything major on today?
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple of fantastic triplex blocks. One in 13 Blake Street, North Perth, for the Greek Machine, Nick and Theo from North Perth. So come along to that. And then another one of ours in Scarborough at 12 noon.
Fantastic. Good on you. Now, winner of the $100 thanks to summitprojects.com.au, Matt of Balladura, who is a first home buyer. Thanks, boys, for coming in. We'll see you again soon, Gavin. Thank you to Gemma for producing the program. News is next, then. Saturday morning at the footy.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
If you have difficulty hearing in noisy places, if you like to have the radio or TV turned up loud, you may have a hearing